KSFR continues its interviews today with the gubernatorial candidates. Today's candidates include Senators Linda Lopez and Howie Morales. Our first interview this morning is with State Senator Linda Lopez. Senator Lopez, thank you for being with KSFR today. Can you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're running for governor of New Mexico?
Well, again, thank you for this opportunity to share a little bit with your listeners about who I am. I am a New Mexico State Senator, elected in 1996, so I've been a New Mexico State Senator now for 18 years, born and raised here in the state of New Mexico. I'm a single parent. My son is 13 years old, and, as I've been traveling our state, I always ask for anyone who has some suggestions about raising a teenage son. I'm always open to any suggestions. But I also, in representing my community here in Senate District 11, which is the South Valley and Southwest Mesa, here in Bernalillo County, Albuquerque, I'm a small business owner. It's a sole proprietorship, so it's me, myself, and I. I've had an opportunity in my business travelings across the country to be a contractor with Sandia National Laboratories, where I was a recruiter. Recruiting minority students from across our country to come and work at the labs. So I was able to travel extensively, recruit students from different colleges and universities, and then bring them to work at the laboratories here in Albuquerque for the summers. I also had an opportunity to contract and do some work out of Oregon State University, and that was primarily doing some community-based work out in the states of Oregon and Washington State. And enjoyed doing that. And, of course, it's always an opportunity to learn about other communities and what some of their issues and concerns are, and really seeing what we have in many different ways of commonalities across this country of ours. I have graduated from the College of Santa Fe, bachelor's and master's degree in business management, and that's just a little snippet about who I am. Oh, and I also do serve, should never forget this, as chairwoman of the Senate Rules Committee for the past 13 years. So I am a member of leadership in our New Mexico State Senate. I am running for governor, and it's not just something that has happenstance, here I am. It's actually part of a plan, goals that I've set when I was back in high school about running for office when I was back in high school at some point in the future. And I was honored, of course, to be elected as a state senator representing my community in Santa Fe, but this is just the next phase of moving up the ladder, as some folks would say. I am running for governor because what currently has not happened is not happening. The current governor, Susana Martinez, has provided no leadership for our state. Everything that has been placed upon our schools is demoralizing. It lacks incentive in that our children right now are just being taught how to take a test. Our teachers have the issues of the teacher's evaluation, which is not conducive, does not support the work that they do, and I believe was designed to demoralize our teachers, who do a very good job in working with all of our students in the public school system. You know, job creation, job development, there is such a negative air in the state of New Mexico that we have had no job creation, really, that is lasting, that makes a difference in any of our communities across our beautiful state. The issues on health care, there are many that we have to still deal with. The behavioral health care blasting that she did about a year ago in bringing in the companies from the state of Arizona to take over our behavioral health care system is a complete disaster. We have many families across the state who have no access to any type of services. When you look at the issues dealing with water, which is so important, there is no water plan for the state of New Mexico. There's been a limitation through the Water Trust Board as to how our small rural communities can access funds for any type of improvement that they need in their water systems. There are just so many different hoops that many of our communities have to jump through that it's not conducive, it's not positive, and I think discourages many of our communities across the state in many different realms. We need is leadership in Santa Fe. We need someone who has heart and soul for the state, and we need a leader who respects everyone who lives within the borders of New Mexico.
You've made reference to a number of shortcomings and also some of your specific interests, though New Mexico is a state that is very, very poor. So what parts of the current budget would you increase or cut in order to realize your priorities for the state of New Mexico?
My budget as governor will reflect the priorities first and foremost when we talk about jobs. Our young people need an opportunity to have a foot in the door. And what I can do as governor, what I will do is one of my proposals is create an internship program where our young people between the ages of 17 and 24 will have a chance to come in, apply for, be hired, and work as an intern within state government. We have government offices in every county in the state of New Mexico. It's a perfect place for us to be able to provide training. It's also a perfect place if the internship was to work out where we could possibly recruit some future state employees to work with us. The other part of my jobs package is working together with local government, our tribal governments, the feds, and of course our state, to put together a WPA-like program. I don't have a title for it yet, but it's utilizing many monies that are sitting there through the federal government that are not being applied for, many grants that sit. Our state can put in some monies, and I think even working with and sitting down government to government with our tribal communities to see how we can pool resources to hire our own local community members who are very qualified to come and do some work on our infrastructure. When you go through and travel the state as I have, there are many of our communities whose infrastructure is crumbling, especially when you look at the issue on water. There's a lot of work that we can do, that we can hire local folks to come in and work in their own community, providing them a living wage that will help, and again, turn money back into the community, which once we start to do that, seven times over is when it's returned many different ways, that begins to grow the economy. Also working with our veterans. When our veterans return, we know who they are. We should be out recruiting them and encouraging them to come and work with the state of New Mexico. What better way can we add value to our state in utilizing the talents that they bring? The issues on education, my budget will reflect that we do and have to invest our tax dollars in our students. There will be vocational education, once again, offered for all of our school districts to partake of. The issue on physical education, PE, we will work that incrementally in my budget to have PE available for all of our children, grades K, kindergarten, through 8th grade. Right now it's not, and I mean it's a large amount of money, $62 to $66 million that we need to fully fund PE, but my budget will begin that process. We will also begin the process of increasing what we call above-the-line monies that go into our school system. That is for reading intervention programs, math intervention programs, K-3+. Many of these programs need to go above the line that all of our schools can have access to, and that will be reflected in my budget. Plus also an increase for pay for our teachers and other support staff that make and help to grow our students, and that's counselors, educational assistance, everyone who is part of that school system, and my budget will reflect that. The issues in hiring up, it's just going back again to the issue on job creation. Our state needs qualified New Mexicans to come and work. My budget will reflect that we begin to hire up in critical areas in different departments, human services departments, Children, Youth, and Families Department, the Department of Health. When you look at Department of Transportation, Corrections, we have so many critical positions that we can hire, bring them in, and let's begin to serve the state of New Mexico without cutting, as we have done for quite a few years under this administration. When we talk about what my budget will reflect in the area of Human Services Department, again, staffing up to make sure that we are responsive for those folks who are applying, families applying for the Medicaid program as I've traveled our state, talking to people who have applied for Medicaid. You know, Medicaid expansion was approved. But if you were applying for Medicaid in November of last year and just getting approved in April, there's a problem there, which means we need more people to be working and going through the paperwork, being accountable, and making sure that our people do have access to what is there for them to use. On the Department of Health, my budget will reflect how we begin to work on the developmentally disabled waiver, the DD waiver, to make sure that we begin to go through the process of finding out who is still applying for the waiver, making sure that we go through the process that we need to, and we've been working on that for a number of years. But what this governor has done is returned over $6.9 million of dollars that, from the general fund that have been returned the last 2 years that could have been used to shore up services for many of our families who have children, family members in need of services. The issues that go on continuing with, for the Aging and Long-Term Services Cares Department, we need to make sure there are monies in there to help for respite care that many of our families do need. As the baby boomers get older, we have to have a plan in place with regards to how we're going to outreach and make sure that our elders are taken care of in all of our communities across the state. There is so much need that we have that the plan has to be to work with the legislature to show, and it comes from leadership out of my administration, saying that we have to invest our money back into the state of New Mexico to help our people, to give, I would say, what I call a support services that has been non-existent, and that's my priority.
Can you elaborate on that? How would you fault the current governor for courting businesses in New Mexico? You speak a lot about the importance of it. So specifically around business, and what would you do differently?
For leadership in the state of New Mexico, you have to have a leader who talks positively about the state. We do have issues, as many other states across this great country of ours, but you have to have a person who speaks well of her state. Our current governor has no kind words for who we are. Our kind governor does not, our governor does not have any kind words specifically in working with communities, in visiting communities, listening to them, paying attention and working with them to see what works with regards to any type of economic development. What works in northern New Mexico is not going to work in southern New Mexico. What works on the east side of the state will not work on the west. Our governor is not in touch with the communities that are here within our beautiful state.
Can we also speak about water, then, which you have referred to? It's, of course, the state's most precious resource.
Yes.
How would you allocate water use among the needs of citizens and the evolution of our energy sector and high tech?
Water is our most precious resource. With the drought that we are currently in, as we see the water distribution, with regards to what the state engineer has been doing over the last decade and more, of course, is talking about water rights, how the distribution goes, do we have metered wells, et cetera. Still much to continue to work on. But there truly is not a solid water plan as to how we work with all of our communities to have input. What there has been talk about, as I've been traveling and meeting with many of our tribal leaders, is to talk about bringing in the feds, the state, local government, as well as our tribal governments to sit and talk together about how water, what a water plan would look like and how we move forward with that. We have a lack of fresh drinking water available for many communities. It's something we have to look at conservation, how we conserve water. If there are some communities who may need to go on a mutual system, that's the conversation that needs to be had. In northern New Mexico, we have issues with the fires, especially in some of our watershed areas. That's also one of those WPA work programs that will be focused on to make sure that we begin to go back and work on restoring our watersheds. The precious few drops of rain that we may get this year, next year, need to be what I call salvage to make sure that in our watersheds we plant grass, we plant trees to begin to help to retain the water when it comes, instead of just, you know, running down the hill, taking the silt with it, going into the arroyos, the river, and losing some of that opportunity to replenish our aquifers. Here in the city of Albuquerque, there's many a concern with regards to the Kirtland Air Force Base fuel spill. That particular issue needs to be addressed, and this administration, of course, has been dragging their heels the last couple of years, specifically on how we keep the Kirtland Air Force Base's feet to the fire. Secretary of the Environmental Department has the purview over water in the state, and I believe that there's been non-movement with regards to how we take care of this very important issue, as it deals with a lot of the toxins that are, of course, associated with issues that exist in a water table, and how it works with the Bernalillo County water system, the state, and what potentials there are for EDBs, ethylene dibromide, to affect the water, which is a cancer-causing agent that could effectively shut down the water system here in Albuquerque. When you go further south and we talk about issues, it's so important with regards to our agricultural communities, north to south. But there's been recently a development, as we all have heard, from our United States Supreme Court, now with the state of Texas, as to how we deal with the issue of water down south. Texas can and has taken opportunity, request to require more water from the state of New Mexico that comes out through the Rio Grande, et cetera. And we truly have not focused our attentions on that. That is one area that my administration will focus on and begin to see how we deal with what the Supreme Court's decision has come down, how we work with our farmers in southern New Mexico, because that's very serious if Texas decides to work with, or should I say, stop some of the usage of the water down south. That destroys the agricultural base that we have in southern New Mexico, which then, of course, it hurts our economy, of which agriculture is one of the sectors that we, utilize here for income.
And can you elaborate or expand that out to discuss the balance of our need generally in New Mexico and nationally for energy and also for a cleaner climate? What are your thoughts about that, energy needs?
Well, energy needs here in New Mexico, we're blessed with plenty of sun, plenty of wind, and those are areas of that we have begun to do some investments, but under this administration we have not grown or worked with the sectors for our green economy, looking to see what we also can do. As I've driven the state of New Mexico, there are spots where you do have the wind farms, but those should be in many other areas that we can utilize to help grow the economy for those who have specialties, especially in the area of solar energy. What my administration would be focusing on is working with companies locally who can develop a process for many of our middle class and lower of home households could actually access, apply for some help in order to convert, if so wish, to solar energy or wind energy. We haven't focused on that. If we truly want to have and maintain our clean environment, that should be a commitment from the state government to working with and finding opportunities as to how all of our people in the state of New Mexico can have access to wind or solar energy, too. We haven't done a very good job on that, and that's one of the focuses that I will have, which, of course, then in turns into working with our small business communities across the state, which I've met several folks who have some wonderful ideas as to how we can expand it. We just need to continue to, as a state leader, as governor, to make sure that's what our focus is. It's the future, and we have to take advantage of it.
Now, many of the candidates have similar responses. I'm wondering what differentiates you from other candidates?
I believe that as Democrats, that's where we come from in our unified approach is the same, where we look at for the future to provide an opportunity for our children and grandchildren to have a clean environment for the future. But also, I believe it's an opportunity for their future employment. Part of the, I think the direction that we also need to work with in our public school system is to encourage many science projects, working with them, encouraging many of our school districts to work with our young people in some of their science projects from kindergarten, first grade and such, to encourage them to have and expand their vision as to what we can do about energy. It's a discussion we have to have, and we truly have not had it, I believe, with our future generations completely. Those are one of the areas that I'm hoping that as we go work with our local school boards to make sure that that's part of the focus that they look at in each of their own school districts, because that's where we get the creativity with regards to what else we can expand in for our future energy needs in the state.
And this focus differentiates you from other candidates?
I believe so, yes. I believe it does.
One other thing about police enforcement here. Obviously, our law enforcement has been in the news quite a bit, particularly
yes.
in Albuquerque.
Yes.
We have a number of problems there. One, do you agree with that? And what would your focus be for changing the culture of policing in the state?
I have always been supportive of and will be supportive of our police departments across the state, sheriffs, as well as our own state police and motor transport departments. But where we have to look at and focus is to make sure that we are providing training for all of our law enforcement. It goes back, and it's not just a one-time opportunity for our law enforcement to be able to be trained into how to deal with persons who have some mental health issues. It's a continuum, and that is where the Law Enforcement Academy Board needs to have a person at the helm who is cognizant of that, who has had experience, who knows specifically about the different types of training available and how that will be, of course, first and foremost as the training entity for many police departments across the state, that is part of the curriculum. Within the state police, of course, the governor appoints the chief of police for the state, and whoever is appointed to serve that needs to understand and be cognizant and responsible for the persons that he or she oversees, that they do have appropriate training. And as governor, I will make sure that the person appointed there does have a commitment. In my past, when I was speaking about my work in Oregon State, I was contracted and doing some training for community policing. And in that venue is where I do support, where we do have to develop a relationship between our police departments, state police, whichever, and law enforcement, to work with your community, because many a times your community and working with you, you begin to work on some and find solutions to many of the issues that are present. I mean, there's always a way to find a solution, and that's one of the focuses I will be bringing as governor, to make sure that as head of the state that we begin to take a different approach with regards to law enforcement. There's a role for our police in our communities, but it has to be done on a more humane perspective, and still making sure our police officers are protected. I understand they put their lives there on the line to protect our communities, but we also have to make sure we invest with them and give them the tools that they need in order, to deal with the persons, whomever it may be that they come into contact with.
Great. Is there anything else you would like to add for KSFR listeners?
When we talk about what needs to help our communities in the state of New Mexico, education is always something so important and at the foremost of everybody's conversation. As I've been traveling and meeting with folks in my own community in Albuquerque, as well as north, south, east, and west. We have to look at the whole child. And when I say the whole child, it covers everything that surrounds that young person when they come into school. In order to allow, work with, and help our teachers and be able to instruct and work with them and teach using both sides of the brain, the whole child has to have a home that where they have adequate food to eat. There are jobs that provide a living wage. You know, access to health care, behavioral health issues, dealing how we deal with substance abuse, issues with the clean environment, as we just spoke about, access to clean, good drinking water. There's all these different issues that surround that whole child. And what I believe as governor, I will begin to bring us back into that perspective of focusing on how we create an environment for that child, with support services, with dollars that go and deal with all of the different issues. And it's not just the governor, the state, but we also have to outreach and work with local government, which, of course, is municipal, county, and our tribal governments, to see how we can work together to find the solutions to make our future much better. And our children, that's what I'm doing this job for. That's why I'm running for governor also. And it's to make a place better for my son, so that when he chooses to stay here, it'll be a good place for him to live.
Thank you so much, Senator Linda Lopez, for speaking with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.